We get a fair share of feature-length films involving Montana these days, whether it's the film's production or its story or actors, but it's not so common that we get a film about a true story of a Montanan with some Academy Award-winning talent behind the project. Coming to the big screen in April is Father Stew, a film based on the real life of Helena born and raised Father Stuart Long. Father Long's life saw him pursue amateur boxing before an injury put an end to that career, and he eventually wound up as an unlikely candidate for the ministry. Academy Award winner Mark Wahlberg produced the film and stars in the leading role, along with Mel Gibson playing his father Bill, who aided in his son's ministry before an autoimmune disease claimed his life in 2014. In this episode, we talk with Father Bart Tolleson, who ministered with Father Stu, and Bill Long ahead of a special private screening of the film in Helena that will include Wahlberg, director Rosalind Ross, and others involved with the story. We dive into the real Father Stu, what it was like seeing him go from a bit of a brawler without any sort of faith to an ordained minister whose battles continue to inspire, and how this compares to the story on screen. It's a life story worth telling beyond Helena and Montana, and I think this conversation makes a strong case of checking it out yourself.
First, it's Father Bart Tolleson, who ministered with Father Stu. They were actually ordained together. And good morning, Father Bart. How are you, sir?
Well, Tom, good morning to you.
Thank you for being here. And also, we have not chatted before, but I know Bill Long is with us here. Bill and Kathleen were R. Stewart's parents, and Bill just did an awful lot, especially in the latter part of his ministry, Father Stu's ministry, to facilitate his son's ministry. And good morning, Bill. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate that.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Let's start with you, Bill. When and you probably get asked this question a lot. Maybe I'm going to ask a questions that you get a lot. But when you look back at Stuart's life, at your son's life, did you see a Hollywood movie coming out of it?
No, not actually. Yeah. We got along pretty well, but I never believed it until 6 or 7 years ago that a movie was even a possibility.
Yeah. Well, what about the ministry as a possibility?
Well, that was kind of a surprise to everyone, too. He wasn't particularly religious growing up, but he had a motorcycle accident in California, and after that, he got more and more that way, got in the Catholic Church, and just felt that that was the way he needed to go. It changed his life.
Father Bart, what was it like working with Stu, getting to know Stu?
Well, Stu and I shared a similar sense of humor, so we laughed a lot together. That's why I think we became easy friends. We have different personalities. Stu was always plunging into things and driving forward, and I was more like, let's be cautious about this. And so we kind of balanced each other out a little bit. But I think more than anything for me, you know, just he was a friend, first and foremost.
What kind of priest is an amateur boxer turned priest?
Well, what kind of priest is that? It's a priest who, instead of fighting in the ring, is fighting for God.
What characteristics, then, did he bring to the ministry that maybe made him unique or that really kind of is the heart of this, I think, the heart of this story?
So Stu, you know, was diagnosed with bidermyositis, which is mimics ALS. So he was on limited time. They knew that when he was ordained at the priesthood. He had limited time, and so he was going to make the most of it. He wasn't going to waste any time. So he was tenacious. He was fierce. He served until he had absolutely no energy day after day for whatever people needed him for. He served from a wheelchair, and people helped him out some, but he just kept going. And the longer he kept going, the wiser he got, the stronger his words were. And he just challenged everybody not to mess around with God and to approach God seriously, because that's what had happened to Stu. God had called him, and he was moving forward.
And I think I do want to talk about that calling. It's, again, a focus of this movie. And it's going to be out released, I think, April 13th, the world premiere. But there's going to be a special screening on Monday in Helena. And so we'll probably talk about that a little bit. Bill Long, who's Stuart's father, Father Stu's father. Bill, I kind of got a laugh. They got Mark Wahlberg to play Stuart's part, but it took Mel Gibson to play Bill Long's part. So
I think that's funny.
You know, this story is probably, it probably pulls at your Kathleen and the family's emotions, you know, in a thousand different ways at a thousand different times throughout the day. How are you getting through it?
Oh, I'm doing all right there. The movie's, I think, very good, but they took a different path than we did. So, you know, it's kind of like watching a movie.
Ah, I got you. Well, and that's one of the questions I'll ask you then. And because movies, it's okay to take their literary licenses and adjust the script. How much of the impact do you think was captured? And then how much of the real life was captured in this?
Well, I think in the end it came fairly close. I think they got the point of the whole thing. They just kind of went, because of a couple of things, they went a different path, a little different route than we did actually living it.
I want to ask you too, you know, as Father Bart had said, Stuart had come down with, I think it's described as an autoimmune disease. And you knew that he was suffering through this. And Father Bart, I'll have you comment on this after that. But Bill, you took your son day in and day out so he could perform his duties. Talk about that sacrifice and how maybe did it draw you closer to your son? Did it draw you closer to God?
Yeah, but it was in order for him to do what he wanted to and needed to do. He couldn't do a lot of things on his own. He needed all the help he could get. So that was kind of my job, facilitate his priesthood. And I think Stu did pretty well.
Well, I got to admit, too, that as I got aware of this and preparing for this, I went back to the, you know, he passed away on June 9th, 2014. And I went back to the obituary notices and then also read a lot of those comments. It's just, and I would encourage people to do that too, as they get interested in this story. Father Bart Tolleson is with us again with the, it's, I don't want to get it wrong, but with the Helena Diocese, is that correct, Father?
Yes, I'm a priest for the Diocese of Helena. Yeah,
all right. Just your comments first of all on Stu's father's sacrifice to enable his son's ministry.
Well, Stu wouldn't have had a ministry without Bill, because for a good part of Stu's priesthood, Bill was his right-hand man. He would help get him dressed, get him to where he needed to, drive him around, wait patiently, sometimes for hours and hours, and do things. I remember when we first saw some of the stills from the movie shoot, one was of Mel pushing Mark, and it was just brought back so many memories, just this iconic image of Bill next to Stu, helping each other out, and just such a beautiful image and a very loving act on Bill's part. He plays it down, but Stu never would have been able to make it without his dad. In fact, Stu told me once, if it weren't for my dad, I'd be dead. So. Yeah.
Well, Bill, just a big thanks on that. Father Bart, did they take too many literary licenses with the story, or was the impact about right?
I think the impact's exactly right. It's a tremendous challenge to try to put this into a two-hour movie, and all the beats that are important to Stu's life are there. They're there. And I was just really amazed at how they got those right. Now, some of the ways narratively they go about it, they have to cut things and synthesize things and kind of rearrange things a little bit. So it's not a documentary, but it's certainly, you'll get the idea of who Stu was to a large degree by watching the film.
So who played Father Bart in the movie? Was it Chevy Chase?
Yeah. My sister would probably say that'd be perfect. What did Mel Gibson say? He goes, Father Bart, you were amalgamated. So the two friends of Stu's in the film were a whole bunch of his friends kind of rolled into these two parts. So I see just glimpses of myself in both of those characters.
Yeah, that's cool. I got a breakup coming here. Maybe I got about a little minute or more. And I want to talk, Bill, about Stewart's early life as a boxer. He won the 1985 Golden Gloves heavyweight title for Montana, then was runner-up in 1986. Did you encourage your son's boxing career?
I didn't. That was pretty much on his own volition. He was kind of a street fighter, and when he was in Carroll, one of the priests and one of the professors there decided that they needed to instruct him to control himself a little bit, and they got him into more formal boxing.
Interesting. I bet, Father Bart, there's some correlations there to what the ministry did as well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess being a priest formalized his fighting for God.
Well, I've known a number of priests in my time as well, and I think they all really like to fight for God, but I've not known an amateur boxer turned priest. Although, I guess I would say I have some suspicions about some of the priests that I grew up with, that they were probably pretty rough and tumble. But we got more to tell about this story. The movie will be out here. We'll talk about the six-year process it took to make this movie as well, the life of Helena's father, Stu. Now on the big screen, and more to come here on Voices of Montana in just a bit.
Seems like the weather is always top of mind. First thing we ask about when we get together, and often our last prayer at night. But do you ever get beyond the weather with your neighbor? Ask how they're really doing? We can't control the weather, but we can help each other weather the storm. Mental wellness isn't something we're used to talking about, but it's more important than any forecast. If you know someone that needs a hand dealing with farm stress, head over to beyondtheweather.com. That's beyondtheweather.com.
Welcome back. Brian Bennett has headlines upcoming here in just a bit. Tom Schultz from the Northern News Network. It's Voices of Montana. And our thanks to Father Bart Tolleson, who's with us here, ordained together with Father Stu. Stu's father, his dad, Bill Long, is with us as well. And we're talking more about this movie. You can find out more. It's Father Stu, S-T-U, movie.com for information. Mark Wahlberg. And I think the interesting plays Stewart, and then Mel Gibson plays Bill Long. I think one of the things interesting about this, and I'll start with you, Bill, and again, thank you both for being here, is this took 6 years to make. Mark Wahlberg liked the idea, and we may have a chance to chat with Mark, too, on Monday. We'll see if we can't work that out. But liked the idea, couldn't get anybody to sponsor it, and finally he just said, I am going to do this movie. What was that like for you over that six-year period of the exploration of possibly making a story about the life of your son?
Well, it kind of started and stopped, and one of Stu's friends, Father Ed Benioff, was the one that got the story going with Mark, and the more that we talked with Mark and he learned more of the story, the more he was convinced that it was something that he needed to do. And they went through three or four different writers trying to get a script that everybody was happy with. And they ended up with Mel Gibson's wife, Rosalind Ross. And I think once Rosalind got on the program, things went pretty smoothly from that point on.
The movie's coming out here in just a little bit, and I know that Father Bart, you've seen the movie here as well. What kind of do religious people go to movies like this? Is it just for religious people? How do you attract a larger audience to the story of Father Stu?
Well, I think you start by try to make it show that there's a conversion here from Stu, who he was before he became Catholic, which is really pretty wild and rough and tumble, and they try to really depict that accurately. So this is a real guy. I mean, this is a guy who really didn't grow up with any faith at all, and he comes to this faith, and it's almost hard to believe, and you watch it happen, and it really did happen. And so I think just from that perspective, if anyone has struggled with faith and or doubted faith, this movie would be for them, because it's a story about someone who had the same experience.
The talk about the ordination of Father Stu, because I understand there was probably some opposition to that.
Yes, there was opposition. I think in seminary, Stu was a character in class, because if he didn't like the professor or didn't agree with what was being taught, he usually went after them, constantly hounding them, and I'm sure drove some of them crazy. If he liked you, he was a great student. He was fantastic. He was very smart. But his disease really was the thing that people were concerned that he may not even be able to go up to an altar and celebrate Mass as the primary function that a priest has, one of them. And so there was some real concern about that. The seminary had just recommended, because of the disease, that he probably not be ordained. However, it was Bishop Thomas, who was the Bishop of Helena at the time. You know, he took it to prayer and to consideration. Stu went on a pilgrimage over to Lourdes and to Paris. And when he came back, Bishop Thomas had made the decision he would be ordained. And I believe they got a dispensation from the disease from Rome. So I got word just a few days before, and then Stu got word that we would be ordained together in December of 2007. So I know that was a great thing. It was almost too good to believe.
What was that moment like for you, Bill Long?
Oh, relief to a certain point that finally everything that he was struggling to get attain, he was going to reach his goal.
Was he the kind of priest, or what do you recognize from Stuart the son in Stuart the father, so to speak?
Well, as a priest, he didn't talk down to anyone. He talked with everyone. His experience in life was pretty much the same as anyone else's, and he communicated very well with everyone.
And Father Bart, you didn't get a chance to know Stuart as a young man. How did he progress then in the ministry?
Well, I think more so than anything else, he was just determined to bring God to as many people as he could. And it didn't matter who you were. You might come in and have zero faith. You might come in and think you're the holiest person in the world, and Stu would be happy to meet with you, and he would talk to you on your level, and he would just encourage you and also challenge you to say, hey, look at me. If I can come to God, so can you. And that really spoke to people's hearts, a lot of people's hearts, and he just laid it out there, plain and simple.
Got to take a short break, and we'll come on back here just a few more minutes as we're talking about Father Stu. You know, the movie Father Stu, but basically the life of this Helena raised former amateur boxer and who got into the ministry and suffered through an awful lot. But from what I can tell, just had this great joy in performing ministry and really had a special touch with people. We're back with more with Father Bart Tolleson and Stu's father, Bill Long, right after this from Brian Bennett.
Opportunity, safety, teamwork. That's what's waiting for you at BNSF Railway. BNSF is hiring track maintenance positions with competitive salary and benefits in 19 cities across Montana and North Dakota. Track maintenance is vital not only to rail safety and reliability, but also the nation's supply chain. We need people like you to keep our network moving efficiently. Visit jobs.bnsf.com to learn more.
The write-up on Father Stu says it's an unflinchingly honest, funny, and ultimately uplifting drama about a lost soul who finds his purpose in a most unexpected place. When an injury ends his amateur boxing career, Stuart Long moves to L.A. dreaming of stardom. That is the take on this from FatherStuMovie.com. For more information, screening going on Monday in Helena, private screening. Mark Wahlberg is going to be there. The director, Rosalind Ross, is going to be there as well. So that's pretty big doings. Here is Father Bart Tolleson with us, and he was ordained with Stuart and worked with him in the ministry, and then Stuart's father, Bill Long, as well. Bill, just impressed with your dedication to your son through all of this, and you know, these doors opening for him, and you're literally, I guess, because he's in a wheelchair, pushing him through these doorways to a certain degree. What the life of Father Stu has impacted a lot of people for God. How has the life of Stuart Long, your son, impacted you in your relationship with God?
Well, I was never particularly religious as an adult, but at Stuart's encouragement, I came into the Catholic Church, and it's expanded my faith considerably. And I'm struggling to learn to be as good a Catholic as I can be. And I think that in the end made Stuart very happy that both his mother and I both came into the church.
Yeah. I can't even imagine the joy that he felt. Father Bart, how has Stuart's life affected your relationship with God?
Stuart, he told me once that, Bart, if you want to be a good priest, just like in boxing, you're going to have to learn to take some punches. You can't deflect all the punches. And sometimes you might even get knocked down. And he said that means that God's doing something. So don't see that as a defeat. That's just part of the fight. And so I think for me as a priest, remembering those words and that encouragement he gave me from time to time really helped me to be a better priest. I hope it does. I don't know if everyone would agree with that. But I think for myself, as I've grown into the priesthood and God has used that, you know, his words and his example still inspire me, certainly.
You're doing another interview here in about 10 minutes or something like that. There's just been a lot of excitement surrounding this. Bill, how are you hanging in there?
I just go along. I don't get to set my agenda. Other people tell me what I'm doing next.
Well, that's good. I'm sure Kathleen appreciates that. Father Bart, the busyness of all this as well, but it's still an opportunity, isn't it, to talk about the ministry and the impact that spirituality has on people's lives.
Yeah, I think Stu inspires people, even people who aren't religious that have seen the film, have said it'll stick with you, it'll leave you thinking about things. And so I think anyone can go see the film and be touched by it. You don't have to necessarily be religious or Catholic to appreciate it. And I would just say, let it touch you and see where that might lead you. I do hope the film not only inspires people, it's a good film. I think people will enjoy it. But in the end, I hope maybe it'll draw you a little closer to God, wherever God is calling you, and to give you some hope. I know people used to say that Frank Sinatra was a living example that God was Catholic. And I say, I'm going to put Stu Long as a better example that God is Catholic. Because if that guy can get to where he did, you know, that's where it is.
Thank you, Father Bart and Bill Long. Back with more in a bit.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.